Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The head petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy is Patrick DeHaan. And Patrick, of course, the gas tax suspension proposal by the president is in the news. It's not likely to go through. And then I'm hearing if it does go through, there's no guarantee that the savings would be passed on to us. Do I have that right?
Well, you know, that's what some say. After watching these tax holidays and states like Georgia, Connecticut, New York, and Maryland, you know, we've seen pass through on all of those. So I know people are suspect about stations gobbling it up, but there's a wonderful thing called competition that stations will pass it along because other competitors look to use the drop in taxes as edge. So yeah, I'm confident that if it does pass, we'll see it pass along.
Got a text earlier from someone who is up in Antioch and just north of Antioch in Wisconsin. Gas was $4.79 a gallon, and a mile away in Illinois, it was $5.69. Is that about competition, yep, or is that about state taxes?
Yeah, that's all about state taxes. And depending on exactly where in Wisconsin, you know, there's a corridor of Milwaukee down to Kenosha, through Chicagoland, and into northwest Indiana. That entire area has to use reformulated gasoline. It's the stuff that costs generally 20 to 40 cents a gallon more. So that combined with state gasoline taxes, there's a big difference. You know, it used to be you could go into Indiana and save a lot of money. Now it's going into Wisconsin to save a lot of money.
Gas prices are up more than 40% since late February when Russia started its war in Ukraine and throttled global oil supply. So is that the reason for all of this? Because a lot of folks debate whether the president's energy policies are contributing to this problem. What's the real story here, Patrick?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it. Obviously, COVID really decimated our standing. COVID caused oil companies to not only cut oil production, but cut refining capacity. And so the bulk of why we're here is still that we're just recovering from COVID. The president's policies will have an impact, but I mean, he's only been in the White House a year and a half, and so much we've got to climb back so much from COVID that today his policies aren't really having a physical impact on prices. But, you know, oil companies are a little reluctant to invest because he has gone after and attacked the oil sector. So, and I think that you could argue that that has held back production. Maybe it would have come back quicker. So there is some politics wrapped up into this, but I continue to believe that the bulk of why we're here is COVID and, of course, Russia's war in Ukraine.
The price of gasoline down a few cents this week. Why? And will it go down a little more next week?
Yeah, well, you know, it's actually dropped about $15 a barrel here in the last couple of weeks. So a lot of that is, you know, concern of economic growth. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates, so they're thinking that we could see an economic slowdown. Not only that, but oil inventories have started to look a little less ugly. I won't say they look good yet, but you know, maybe we're turning a tide here. So I expect that over the next week or two, we will see prices continue to drop, maybe 10 to 20 cents a gallon across Chicagoland by July 4. But keep in mind, market can change very quickly. There's a lot of different high level impacts that are factoring into gas prices, and they could change at a moment's notice.
We'll be calling you back soon, probably then. Patrick DeHaan, head petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy. Thanks, Patrick.
My pleasure. Thanks.